Welcome to episode 105 of CNBC, the podcast about enjoying beer. I'm Mike.
And I'm Chris. We have some guests with us tonight. We have Brian, John, and Mark again.
Nice to be here, guys.
Thank you. We're back.
Thanks for having us.
And tonight, I think we've got some more Maryland beers, I think. Something like that.
We're going to continue on our theme from last episode where we go and take what's good about Maryland. But I talked highly of True Respite, which I'm not sure. This did not exist when you were in Maryland, but it's very close to where you once rested your head.
Right there in Rockville, right?
It's in Durwood.
It's
by actually where what was that place we used to work?
McKesson.
McKesson. Yeah. Not too far from that Red Cross place that you used to be a security guard on.
No names, bro.
Oh, sorry. No branding there. But I got a flight of True Respite. I had every intent because I was just in Durwood not 6 hours ago to stop there on my way. But because I have ADD, I got distracted, forgot, and did not get fresh True Respite. So this is the True Respite that I always have on hand. So we're going to start tonight with their one of their standard beers that's widely distributed. It's so popular now that they went from their normal big cans to the straight up 12-ounce cans. It's their Whitetail Hefeweizen.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
and it's an excellent, excellent beer. Highly recommend it. So, I'll pass these glasses.
So, episode 105. I would have thought that you guys would be on like episode 250 by now.
What?
Well, we didn't. We were very inconsistent.
Yeah, it was like three episodes during the pandemic, like the entire year.
Even when we lived like near each other, we weren't. We would go months at a time, but it has been a little bit more challenging based on geographic barriers.
It's quite the hell.
I think when we did our 100th episode, I counted up like which year we did the most episodes in a year, and what it was like.
2016.
But how many episodes was it? It was like maybe less than 20.
Less than 20.
Than 20 still.
So when did you start?
2010.
10 years ago. Almost over 10 years ago now.
Yeah, 2011.
Wow. That's actually a long time.
Yeah. We were one of the first podcasts out there. We got up to the top of the list. We were known on Apple for a while.
It was like you and
Jimmy Pardo? Yeah, just me and no one else.
All right. So what did you pour here?
What's going on there? It looks like an effort to park. I poured the Hefeweizen. So let's look at the color. Oh, a little hazy. Like a good Hefeweizen should be.
Yeah,
you got
very
the first
good golden color,
nice and thick.
Yeah, you got all the good stuff in yours.
And it's a clean taste, but mention your flavor profile.
Oh yeah, I get a little bit of that banana-y flavor.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yes, indeed.
It's not like super heavy though. It's nicely balanced.
Mmm. A little rock candy going on there.
Chewy. Yeah, it's like bubblegum.
Yeah. Any can info?
True Respite Brewing Company. This is a 5.5% alcohol by volume. Pairs best with. That's an interesting. I like that. They put that on the can, what it pairs well with. Weisswurst.
I'm sorry, what?
Weisswurst.
I think it's that's some kind of sausage.
Weisswurst.
Guess who's not from Germany?
Yeah.
Goat cheese.
Okay.
Smoked salmon and key lime pie.
Whoa!
Key lime pie.
I'll make a cup of coffee with my key lime pie.
This is True Respite Brewing Company out of Durwood, Maryland.
So you would think because it's a Maryland brewery, you should be saying goat cheese.
Goat cheese, hon.
We'll get some goat cheese. Hon.
What do you think, Brian?
Not bad. Chewy, thick. I don't know. I like it.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My brother lives near this place. He used to bike over and just sit outside on the porch there. Just a True Respite. It's nice. White tail. It's got a deer on the label. It's a nice label.
Yep.
Moco made.
Moco strong.
We have another
question. Oh, yeah. We've been joined by Joanna.
It's Joanne. Oh, hi. It's great to be here.
Thank you.
Thank you for inviting me.
It's our pleasure. All right. So we're keeping up with the True Respite theme. This is a special release. It's their Inner Circle series, and it's called Boss. And I can't read the rest, so I'm going to pass it to Mark because he can read the marketing material.
Inner Circle series. What's that? Is this a...
Is that like Inner Circle of Hell?
Well, probably, because I didn't do the 6 minutes of prep. I don't have an answer to your question, okay. But the interwebs await, and we shall find that answer shortly.
Thank you.
But it has an awesome, I'm wondering if
does
it's
say
Kiss
the style?
Or Bruce Springsteen, but it kind of has...
Oh, it's got the little...
It's got the little... The S.
The lightning bolts.
I was
going
to say, it's less Paul.
But Bruce it should say Lady Boss.
Yeah. It's kind of less Paul.
Right. So, I guess because that's his guitar. Wait, did everybody get one?
Just because I'm a lady.
Oh, it's got the Kiss S's.
Yeah, one more. There we go.
That's where it's like...
Which stands for Kids in Satan's Service.
That's what they told me when I was 7. And that's why I like it. All right, you give us some marketing stuff because I can't read it, Mark.
A little cloudy. What style of beer is the first thing to say at the bottom?
Yeah, it's an IPA.
It's an IPA. I can smell the hops.
Like juice.
Yeah, it's very fruity.
It's way better.
Yeah.
It's like a straw.
All right,
color,
so on the
hazy.
Color, this is a very, very thick, hazy, opaque. Oh my gosh, it smells awesome, though.
Yeah, I can't see Brian through it.
Not too much.
Yeah, you cannot see through this one, and it's got a nice. Foamy cream white head, and it's got this amazing fruity bouquet.
Yeah, it smells really good.
It smells fantastic.
Very grapefruity.
I mean, it is very grapefruity. That's a good
call. Grapefruit. There it is.
Breakfast.
This is True Respite's Boss, BOZZ, but it's not really ZZ. They're S's, but they're the way Boss. The Kiss spells.
Like rock and roll S's.
It has a Les Paul on the front. It is ready. Drink up, Johnny. It's 8.2% alcohol by volume.
Okay.
Double New England style India pale ale. Double dry.
Double IPA.
That's what it's like.
Double dry hopped with cashmere, mosaic, and citra.
Mmm.
Moco made.
So it's hopped with wool, is what you're saying?
Cashmere.
The first thing that popped in my head was Zeppelin, but okay.
Definitely fruity.
Did you smell?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you call that grapefruit, and that's dead on.
I get the grapefruit. I get like the grapefruit, some of the grapefruit peel, like the rind part.
It's very specific. I like that.
Oh, you wouldn't like that one.
It's actually the inside of the rind near where the button.
Yes. When you get the zest, you strain off the grapefruit, that's what it tastes like. The Inner Circle series, in my quick research, looks like a series of New England IPAs.
Hmm.
But there's no info as to why it's called Inner Circle.
Are they all New England IPAs?
What?
The ones I saw, but one of them they refer to as dank, and dank is not something traditionally part of New England, so...
You've never been to New England.
Yeah,
every basement in Maine is dank.
That's dank.
What makes it a New England IPA, you know?
Juicy, yeah, because...
Citrus and, yeah.
It's that citrus fruitiness you get from the hop blend, not like fruit infusion, that's a New England IPA.
West Coast IPA, more junipery.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. Piney, dirt. You know,
like sort of like the forest.
A forest, yeah. Like if you took that moss off the tree and squeezed it into a beer.
Like that. Or just filter your beer through the moss.
The Sequoia National Forest. Yes. I mean, it's just gel.
Absolutely. So there we go. So
it was good. I liked it.
This is yeah.
I think it's delicious.
So cheers. Now get back to IBA. Let me try that one again. IPA. I just rented these lips and tongue. I can't talk. So, Chris, what do you think of True Respite?
I like this, yeah.
See? It's right from where
you Yeah, they didn't have this when I lived down there. So,
I used to live like a mile from
disappointed.
I'd say it's got a very pronounced taste. So I like it. I don't know if I would drink it all night. On the drinkability scale, not as much. But I'm kind
of... Say that again? There's a microphone.
It's Oh, I know that.
Okay.
I was speaking towards it.
Okay.
I think it heard me the first time.
Well, good. I'm going to rewind it because I missed what you said. I know. I'm deaf. I missed that. But what, seriously, we edit all that,
I guess. Got a real pronounced taste. Like, it's good, but I don't know if I would drink it all night. Like, it's drinkability, you know.
You couldn't put can after can of this away, you're saying.
I wouldn't choose to.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I couldn't.
And I think that's the thing.
I didn't mean to besmirch your drinking ability.
Like, New England IPAs are the kind of thing, like, you go to a place, you have one.
Yeah.
And then you go walk to the next bar and then have another one. So if, as long as there's that gap in between, but if you sat down, you wouldn't have, like, six of these at a sitting.
I can see that.
So,
like,
it's call friendly.
Yeah. 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 But that's the thing with, like, good IPAs is, like, they're individual experiences. You don't want to have several, like, one or two. But if you're going to tie, you know, then you move on to the more generics. Also, because they blast your palate.
Okay. Yeah, this one's already blasted. I poured some more, so
yeah,
getting palate blasted.
See, well, that's because you went for seconds. That's a good sign. I brought you a good beer. But I don't blast too much. Maybe I'll have to get... I'm going to give you some ginger. Because the next one is a 4th anniversary special IPA, and you got to reset. Okay. You have to reset your palate.
I have some water here.
Yes. All right, this is a True Respite beer. It's the 4th anniversary IPA. It's a hazy double India pale ale.
Yeah,
4th anniversary. That makes
and,
sense.
And what else do I read on there? Centennial. What is this? Cryo, Citra, and Galaxy. Vanilla
a lot of
beans.
Words means a lot of alcohol.
Vanilla beans?
Vanilla beans.
There's vanilla beans in this.
With vanilla beans.
No shit.
I know, it's hard for you to see.
I can't see
it. Put on your rainy glasses and you see it. With vanilla beans.
What's the what's the alcohol by volume?
Okay. Now I need some. Let's see what I'm hearing. Let's
see. 6 minutes of prep. We do it, everybody. Even
I see it. It's right on the front. Okay, I'm sorry. It's 8.4%.
These IPA, double IPAs, they're and on the higher side.
Yeah, they are. I mean, they will. Yeah, they're gonna. They'll take you out. Sure will.
But
I mean, they have me many times.
I'm looking forward to this. But they're
like a good
fine
vanilla latte.
Yeah, they are. What else should I read on it? No, anything else? Is that good?
That's beautiful.
Vanilla and like vanilla and stout is pretty common, but in an IPA.
I have never had vanilla beans in an IPA, so I'm excited to try this.
If we were at a winery, we would
no.
We would
clean it out.
We'd always have a clean glass.
Oh, you want some more?
Here you go.
Used. This looks clean.
All right. All right.
All right.
Let's see.
That's very thick.
Do I do this? That's what I do with the wineries.
No. Well, you can.
Oh,
well, you can check. You know, sometimes you can.
Well, I mean, that's just going to get more bubbles in it, I suppose.
I know, fine. But you want to check it. This is incredibly hazy.
How about this one?
On this pour.
That is very hazy.
A little bit dank.
Oh, here we go.
Did everybody get one?
It's hazier than last one.
I can smell that grapefruit again.
Well, I overpoured everybody else but me.
The color of this
one. Oh, I can taste the vanilla.
Mike,
yeah, I can taste them.
Is it my tray?
Yeah, I can't really.
It's okay. Kind of milky looking, actually, this one.
Yeah, this, yeah, well.
Looks like honey.
Maybe it's some.
Oh, there you go.
It looks like a
tray. You can taste the vanilla. Taste it a little sip. Just a little sip. Didn't really taste it.
I get alcohol.
Oh, my god!
Oh, the vanilla's
like,
good.
Like really
oh, my god. That's
the
vanilla.
Strong when you taste
it,
yeah.
Right,
definitely.
Right,
yes.
Absolutely.
Right at the front.
I really taste it. We've had these before, Mike. I don't remember tasting the vanilla.
I did not either.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, the vanilla's right up
but front. Think about that, though, with that fruity New England haziness going, that vanilla, like, to your point,
it's
like, newish, like with the coffee, like the porter, like the bitter. This
one's like an Orange Julius.
Yeah, exactly.
It does taste a little bit. Yeah, it tastes like
it
a
looks
creamsicle.
Like an Orange Julius.
A creamsicle. That's what this is.
Yes.
It's creamsicle.
It tastes like a creamsicle.
This is creamsicle. Good call. That's exactly what this is. Now it's disgusting. No kidding.
Is it like...
Who doesn't like a creamsicle?
Well,
a lactose
not
beer?
Not a beer. But, let's see. Is there any lactose sugar? Mark? Is there lactose sugar in this? Like those...
Like
have you had
milk
those milkshake stouts. IPAs?
I'm highly
milkshake IPAs,
tolerant,
yeah.
So I'm hoping with the sweet sugars. So cheers. Good call on the creamsicle.
Nope, I'm not seeing it.
This is very good. I like it.
You ever had Nerds beer? Nerds beer?
Nerds beer? Like the candy nerds? Yeah. No.
It was an IPA. My dad's friend brought it one time.
Really?
It's pronounced IPA.
So good. I don't know. One of the dudes that makes all like these IPAs right here.
Yeah?
It's the same thing. It just said nerds on the side.
All right. Gonna have to check that one out.
The greatest thing I've ever drank in my life.
That would be a good series for one of your podcasts.
Sorry, I keep squealing.
Candy flavored beer.
Candy flavored beer. We can do that for
don't
Halloween.
You think? I think it would be good. Candy.
Well, they do have the rock candy belt here.
Now I got cameo stuck in my head.
Word up?
No, candy.
Candy. Like I said, I'm sure they've got Nerds beer.
You remember that song? Beer.
Candy?
The candy. I'll play it for you.
Candy girl.
All right, so with this beer, so do we do the Listomania, Chris? Where are we going here?
Yeah, you can do something. This is a special feature. He's getting to me.
He's like, right? Yeah, I can't talk anymore. Sure, list.
I smell some alcohol on it.
Yeah, well, double IPA kind of goes down smooth, but we got to save ourselves for the barley wine special.
Yeah, that's going to be rough.
Yeah.
I wish I could be here until 12 o'clock.
All right. So, bringing up the state of Maryland, we got a list here, Chris. It's okay.
What's your list?
I got distracted. It's got. Here, can I just show
by one of the ads?
This is a visual, but entertainment.
It did throw that right in the middle of the article. Where I was like, "What? Yeah. What?"
That's the trying to get.
It
you to
says
click
beach
on
photos for adults only. Hilarious falls captured at the beach. 18 plus.
You know, all the ads are targeted.
Yeah.
That's
taking your browser history and
we all know.
Extrapolating well, about what you're
going to see. I'm surprised you don't have the big lady.
So I've got...
what was that thing called?
The top 100 rated beers in Maryland.
There we go. We'll go with your list.
This is from beeradvocate.com.
Let's start at 10. We're not doing
all of it. Yeah, let's do the top 10.
We'll do the top 10.
Start at 99.
So this is the top rated beers in Maryland.
Okay.
We're going
to
do...
And you have to call out if you know them.
Yes.
Or the brewery.
This is the most... Do you want the top or do you want the most popular?
Oh, you pick. Don't give us choices.
Top 10.
There's like a lot of all
beer. Right, we're going to do most popular.
Most popular. This would be like Natty Bow.
Yeah.
Natty Bow.
Number 10 is Natty... No, it's not. Number 10 is Old Rasputin.
Old Rasputin.
From the North Coast.
Is that a Maryland beer? That's from California.
Never heard of it. Well, then let me go back to the... Wait a second.
Let's get some beer.
Here we go. I'm sorry. Most popular beers in Maryland.
There we go.
Where did Molly go?
Bum, bum, bum. Reaper?
Never heard of it.
From?
Do you know how to read?
It says Reaper.
It's probably
from Rar.
Yeah. They're out in Cambridge. Yeah.
Number 9 is Dream, JREAM, Triple Berry Cherry out of Burley Oak Brewing Company.
Oh, wow.
Hyde Galaxy from Rar.
I think I've had...
Rar is the brewery name.
Rar is the brewery.
Have you had Rar?
No.
Rar is really good. You'd like Rar. Jesus.
Pulpsicle, also from Rar.
Was this written by Rar?
No, this is as reviewed by the people on Beer Advocate.
Okay.
So you can like write reviews, and this is the top 10 in Maryland. Okay.
Sponsored by Rar.
That's right. Citra Galaxy.
Okay.
By Rar?
No, it's Burley Oak Brewing Company. The Double Duck Pin from Union Craft.
That is fantastic.
We've had that one. Yeah.
Double Duck Pin's amazing.
I think we've had that one on the podcast.
We have had that one.
Number 4 is 100 Vic's Secret from Burley Oak.
Okay.
It's a big bias here to Burley Oak and Rar.
There's some favorite breweries for sure.
Rar Brewing's Hyde is number 3.
Now the fix is in.
Rar Brewing's 10 Layer is number 2. And from Stillwater Artisanal Ales, Ghosts Gone Wild.
So the only one I know in that whole list of 10 was the Double Duck Pin, and I think the Rar High.
With an average rating of 4.39.
That's
so
pretty good.
I guess we got work to do, right?
I definitely have to try these out.
Yeah.
There's a few Flying Dogs on here, but they're much further down the list. We all know Flying Dog.
But True Respite, Manor Hill didn't make it. Those are really good.
You guys know Kushwa? Kushwa Brewing?
Kushwa, I know, yeah.
Yep, there's a few of them in here. Sapwood Cellars.
No.
Evolution Craft Brewing.
Evolution, yeah.
So there's a few other, but they're farther down the list in the 20s and 30s.
Mm. Any True Respite?
I still can't believe. Yeah, where is that?
No good. Let me see. Hold on. Got some Heavy Seas in here. Some Diamondback.
Heavy Seas is good.
No, I don't see. I don't see any of the True Respite in here.
Well, they're sorely.
Well, a list like that. That it's kind of like a popular list, right?
Yeah,
like,
it's people vote
it's
for
people
it.
People who rate beers and are
but don't drink beers.
Connoisseurs,
like you tonight.
Yeah, I'll rate these all day long. I haven't had a drop.
What is your top beer?
My top
and
beer.
Do you have a beer advisor account or whatever?
So we had this big mission back in 2017, was it? We were gonna work in our review of beer apps like Untappd and Beer Advocate, and we did all of half an episode where we thought about the idea.
It's still on the list of possible ideas for the show.
Season 3. New when we get to episode 201, we're going to do it.
That idea is still on deck.
Yeah,
still
that, on deck. That idea is still on deck.
It's coming, guys.
We got too much other content here.
Yeah. So we're gonna break off because I was literally 2 blocks away from True Respite, but forgot to go get more beer from True Respite, knowing I wanted to do a True Respite vertical. So we're gonna fill up with 2 Flying Dogs.
What did you guys think about the vanilla bean in here?
I like it.
Vanilla in here. You like it?
Yeah.
You like that combo?
I'm not a big IPA guy, as you know, but I like this quite a bit.
You're making
a different face, Brian.
I am not sure it was complimentary. I like vanilla and I like IPA, but I'm not sure that these two went together.
You didn't like that creamsicle combo?
I'm not sure either.
Yeah.
It's definitely new and unique, so I like that aspect to it. I don't know. Vanilla, stay with the porters. For the stouts,
you didn't like the cream stuff.
I don't know.
I thought these two are adjacent.
You don't sound convinced.
Yeah,
I'm not convinced on it.
All right.
Well, but that's a good point. I mean, vanilla porters, that's a long-standing tradition.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like, why can't
why can't you put vanilla somewhere else?
Yeah.
do you feel that that with brewing and like trying to be relevant that you have to kind of explore these?
It's almost annoying now how often breweries have to like change their beers. You can't like go to a brewery and be like, oh, I want that same beer I had last time, because they have to change their beer so often.
Right.
But why do they feel they need to do that?
I mean, shouldn't they?
Legit question.
Yeah.
Because if they have a popular beer. Let's call it beer ABC, and it's very popular. Would they leave it in the rotation, or would they get rid of it just because they're trying something new?
It's just
knowing that it's popular.
Yeah,
planned obsolescence.
I mean, I think having your flagships and then your rotating taps, I think that's the best combo.
And it seems like the smaller the brewery, the less likely that they will have like the same beer the next time you go in there. It's like those the regional ones that do distribution and stuff like that, they have to like have the same beer because they're distributing, and you like go to the beer store and you see it, they knew that one. But if you're just like a craft brewery or people are coming in, that's where most of your money comes from. Maybe that's why you want, like, when someone comes in, oh, I have something new.
You want the variety for...
Yeah. I don't know.
That sounds good. Are we ready to transfer into the wild of Flying Dog?
Yeah.
So we got 2 more coming.
Okay.
Now this one, I'll give you a small.
Wait, this is before we get to the barley wines.
This is before the barley wines.
So the barley wines, that's like 3 weeks from now.
That's 3 weeks.
Okay. We got work to do. Yeah.
We got work to do.
Plenty of time to recover.
But we got to do the barley wine with 5-4 of us because we can't do barley wine with 2 of us. We'll die. Yeah.
I'll leave in like 10 minutes.
We better go fast then.
All right, barley wines about 3 weeks from now.
So. All right, do we have clean glasses? This one is my son just recently read this book and was a big fan of it, Fahrenheit 451.
That's a great book.
And this
Ray Bradbury.
Very well, excellent. So this is a seasonal release from Flying Dog, has excellent artwork as always. What's the guy's name?
Ray Bradbury.
No.
Ralph Steadman.
Ralph Steadman, but there's this great artwork here for the 451. And yeah, it's my favorite, a juicy IPA. So, do we have clean glasses here?
It's not quite clean, but
clean
it's
enough.
Good enough.
I'm going to have to go light because this is a 12 ounce.
Clean enough for book burning.
Now, the color on this right away is different from the last couple we've had, right?
Like, do I see a little
very orange?
It's more orange. Yeah.
11% ABV?
Well, you took the big surprise out. Ooh, spoilers.
I don't smell that much, though.
That's my line. I'm bringing it.
I'm smelling some orange in there.
All right, wait, does anybody need a little bit more?
Let's, I'll take a little bit more. No, I won't. Wait. That's too much.
I don't really smell much of anything.
Yeah, I don't smell too much. Brian, you smell anything?
No, not much, no.
Smells like...
That's a lot.
I'll finish it. It smells like
Team Spirit.
Well, you have to edit it all the time, but Craig knows what it smells like. Woo!
Yeah, that'll put hair in your chest.
Yeah, but wait, there's some. It almost has that band-aid thing.
It lingers.
You got some,
back here.
Doesn't have like cayenne pepper or anything in it, does it?
I don't. I'm gonna have to look at the label on it because this is it's got a weird, it's an odd taste.
It has like a spicy pepper taste to me at the end.
And the head's not staying on. Like it's not staying foamy. Again, 6 minutes of prep would have been there, but
it has a. Interesting. You guys described
the
color too,
of the
though.
Profile. Like,
what is that?
Hazy.
Kind of a burnt orange color.
Sunshine. That spiciness really lingers. I mean, it's still...
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the throat. It goes down into your throat.
What would you... Is it like peppery?
Yeah. I think that's what I kind of get.
Oh, Tabasco.
Like it would be a pepper beer.
This 11% bombshell will blow you away with its juicy... Not getting it. Fruity, not getting it. Flavors and low bitterness. Despite itself, this hazy IPA drinks like your everyday beer. So don't be surprised when you reach for a second and miss. Because, 12%.
How long has this been in your fridge?
Perfect for reading your banned books at home and for when it's your night to do the dishes. It might have warmed up a little and then been re-chilled. But it doesn't say anything about... spice or whatever. For beer nerds, it has Citra, Galaxy, Mosaic.
Tastes a little pithy to me.
Pithy?
If I'm to pick out some citrus flavor.
But are you getting any juicy at all?
I don't get juicy because of that pepperiness at the end. Do you get the pepperiness, Brian?
I get the pepperiness for sure. Yeah, yeah.
Are our palates blown?
No, I think this beer is just... not exactly as described there.
Hmm.
The pepper
for some reason
strong.
Or other. Yeah.
You want bite garlic, bite ginger, and then see what it tastes like?
I cleared my palate.
Yeah. All right, so it's not going there. So not a winner then from this. Right, but we can move on.
Well, good. Are they in power play?
So I'm losing my audience to the visual distraction of the game 5 of the Stanley Cup, which we're currently in what period?
Second.
And score it. Oh, Colorado's on a power play. Oh, it's going to be all over now. All right, so final thoughts on the beer?
Not my favorite.
No. Nobody's grabbing a second here?
I mean,
a
little different, but... let me see the bottle. 451 juicy IPA. I do like the artwork on these bottles. The Rob
does it taste like a book burning?
It says fuck censorship.
Does it?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. Let me see.
Well, it says F asterisk CK censorship.
That's great.
So they censored the... I'll give it extra points for that.
They censored the foul language.
You probably can't put that on there.
They just couldn't go there. That's
what was the Bureau of Tobacco and Alcohol?
It would be TTB did not approve that on the label. In order to get the label approved, I'm sure they had to...
Seasonal release from Flying Dog Brewing, right? Based up there in Frederick, Maryland. A beer that we've had a lot of on this podcast. Like,
we
if you could pick
fans.
Like one brewery that we've had the most of on the podcast, what do you think it is? It could be Flying Dog.
You
it
think
could
it's
be
Dog?
Dogfish Head.
Dogfish Head, Maine.
I don't know. We don't get that.
We've done a lot of Flying Dog.
We did a bunch of Sam Adams because we've done like
that's what we started with.
Yeah,
that whole 48 special.
Yeah.
where I went around the thing. All right, we're going to go to the last beer. All right. Ready?
Last beer of the evening. It's of this episode. This evening.
From this Flying Dog Brewery.
Another one from Flying Dog.
Another one from Flying Dog, because dumbass forgot to get more True Respite. All right. This is called Double Dead Rise. And this, I don't know if you guys remember back when they had their... No, you've had Dead Rise.
Yeah.
This is the Double Dead Rise.
Does this also have...
Double IPA?
Is this the one with Old Bay in it?
Old Bay Imperial Summer Ale. Old Bay.
I'm going to read that.
Imperial Summer Ale.
This is not...
I've never heard of
it. It's not just a summer ale. It's an Imperial Summer Ale.
Imperial like the Empire?
High alcohol.
High alcohol, like double
that
fermented.
That means like Palpatine.
So like high alcohol and summer ale don't really go together.
Typically you want that light ale, but what this used to be, like this is the fall crab drinking one.
Is everything all right?
This is the fall drinking one, because the summer one is the single ale, not the imperial. All right, you guys ready for this?
Great to meet you.
All right, so here we go. A little bit here. Anybody, you want more? Let me know.
So this is the color-wise. We don't get the haziness. Past that. It's clear. A little bit white fluffy head on this one.
I smell something interesting in that.
I can see through this a little bit.
Is that the Old Bay?
Maybe. Let me see that.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Yeah, maybe it is the Old Bay.
Yeah, I think it is the Old Bay. It
smells like Hawaiian pizza.
It's not my Maryland. I mean, this is...
Yeah. Well, that's because you're eating Hawaiian pizza.
Yeah.
But this is probably Flying Dog's most Maryland of Maryland beers. Unlike their original...
Although they started in Colorado, in Denver.
They did, and then they transferred into Frederick, Maryland, taking over Frederick.
The brewery burned down, and then they moved to Frederick.
You didn't read this, did you?
I did not. You want to read it?
You freaks who licked the crusty Old Bay residue off your freshly steamed blue crabs.
Oh, yeah.
This beer's for you. This beer's for you. Double Dead Rise highlights the bold spiciness of Maryland's most beloved seasoning, only this time with twice the heat. Twice the heat. And an amped up APV. ABV.
What is the ABV?
9%.
Okay. So not too crazy, but like double what a normal summer beer would be.
Like its milder predecessor, this beer's blend of heat, salt, and lemon makes it the perfect sidekick for seafood. Seafood. And also seafood.
What?
It says seafood, seafood, and seafood.
Oh, seafood, seafood, and also seafood. Gotcha.
Okay. Tracking.
I kind of like it, actually.
Yep. Habanero power. Habanero and Old Bay.
Habanero.
See, I'm wondering if...
Habanero wasn't the last one.
There's no little squiggly line over the end, so it's habanero.
Just didn't put the Old Bay in it.
I can smell the Old Bay.
I can smell the Old Bay, too.
Yeah.
Now this is what it is, everything it advertises. The other one said it was juicy, not so much. Maybe the 451, that's like all about fire. Maybe there is some spices in it, it's just a secret they didn't tell us.
I mean, I give them credit for, you know, sticking to the bit.
Yeah. But I remember their original one, and it was okay, but it wasn't as Old Bay-y as you would want it to do. And it, like, the beer was a little bit lighter. This is like, oh, I want to go for this. I will take one or two of these.
Bold.
But if you're eating crabs, is that too much Old Bay?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's not a thing.
That's not a thing. Exactly.
Yeah.
There's never too much Old Bay.
So when I came back, I was like, what's like the Maryland food that I should get? It's like obviously crab cakes or something like that. But is there a local like chain or something else that, like, other than crab cakes, that's like specific to the area?
Yeah, I couldn't really go to Baltimore for pit beef. That's the way to go.
Pit beef in Baltimore.
Pit beef in Baltimore, big thing.
Okay.
And then trout.
What else?
What lake trout?
I was like Jerry's.
Lake trout. This is like
Jerry's a regional chain. Are there any like regional chain? Like, is Jerry's even around anymore?
Jerry's is gone. There is no Jerry's.
So Thrasher's Fries, Dumpster's
Ice
Cream.
Yeah, Thrasher's Fries
on the boardwalk.
Yeah.
What about Roy Rogers? That's not really...
Roy Rogers is a regional thing. No, just China.
So I like the lemon taste of this as well. So like in addition to Old Bay, my family went to a long period where we did McCormick's lemon and pepper.
Oh yeah, McCormick's out of Baltimore, yeah.
The lemon and pepper seasoning.
Yes. Oh,
yeah. So a little bit of that too. Also very Maryland.
Really good on fish, lemon and pepper seasoning.
I'm trying to think, like, what's local to Maryland?
But it's very cute, very Old Bay.
Other than crab cakes and crab. It was like crab chips, what are those, Pennsylvania chips?
Utz.
Yeah. Some Utz chips and pretzels, maybe some like...
That's kind of Philly.
It's like, the Amish up there.
Hanover, yeah. We have Maryland style fried chicken.
They lost that power play, they didn't do anything with it?
No.
They killed it. Oh, I'm sorry, you're abs.
Anyway,
we're all wearing blue for the Bolts.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's good. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Different. You're not a fan, John?
I mean, listen, you know.
Stop listening.
All right. The beers we had tonight, we started off with, do we have this? True Respite's Whitetail Hefeweizen.
Like 90 minutes ago.
I know.
Some time ago.
Then we went to The Boss.
The Boss.
True Respite Double IPA. Then we went to the 4th Anniversary from True Respite. Then we went to 451 Juicy IPA from Flying Dog. And then we went to Double Dead Rise from Flying Dog, the Imperial Summer Ale. So guys, pick one of these that you preferred amongst that group.
All right, we're going to go reverse order. So Chris, you go first this time.
You went last.
Oh, I went last, so I'm going to go first. I thought that the... blend of citrusy goodness mixed with a little vanilla bean to give it that creamsicle flavor. A very unique and well-executed beer. I think also because of its rarity, it's never going to be there again.
What's that, the 4th anniversary?
It was the 4th anniversary. Yeah. It's a special blend. So I'm going to go with that as my my pick for the night. With the crab old debt, what is it called?
Double Dead Rise.
Double Dead Rise is a close second. And Boss is a... Yeah, so I got a 1, 1A, and a 1B.
I think I'll go with the Double Dead Rise just for the Old Bay and coming back to Maryland. It's just like a little nostalgia kick right into the teeth. What about you, John?
I'm going to go share Mike's opinion there. I love the True Respite 4th Anniversary Hazy Double India Pale Ale.
You know, I like that they did the vanilla bean and the 4th anniversary. Like, just like, let's do something different here. Let's think of something interesting and new. And so,
I was impressed. Very unique. Yeah, I liked it.
I mean, I'm really, like, they really do have a good mix of that magic and science. Like, their beers are very well made and well constructed.
Brian, what was your pick?
I'm going to go with the Double Dead Rise. I like the Old Bay. I like the lemon twist to it. I feel like anytime you're hanging out with friends... And you have the taste of Old Bay in your mouth. It's good. You're
ready. You know? It's better taste of Old Bay than something Cock. Else.
I'm not sure.
Yikes!
I'm not sure what you're referring to.
I think it was the earlier comment to Sausage Fest.
Mark, anything from the smells?
That was a previous episode.
That you...
No, so the thing about IPAs is when I smell them, they all just smell like citrus to me.
Okay.
So nothing out of the ordinary. Although I did smell the. This sounds so weird to say. Just cut this out. I did smell the
pee.
No, the pee and the crab one. The Old Bay.
Sausage.
The snossage.
All right, let's wrap this one up, Mike.
Bring it home. Real pro here.
We're doing a podcast here, man. We're never going to get on Joe Rogan's...
Hey, look, Spotify already offered us a cool
$100. You're fired.
We're in like Flynn, as it were.
I marvel at the editing that you must have to do for all this.
Well, normally we don't. Trying to do no editing, but
tonight,
yeah, I don't know if it's going
to work. Tonight I kind of fucked that one over. Sorry about that. All right. Thanks for listening to CNBC episode 105. 105 WABA. 105. Thanks for listening to. Let me try that one again.
The rain in Spain
falls mainly on the plain.
The rain in Spain
falls mainly. Thanks for...
Oh, it's a rebellion, isn't it?
I can't do it.
I rebel.
I rebel. Yeah, but they never had that in the movie. Just the trailer. What the fuck was up with that?
All right, close this up. All right, yeah. Bring it home.
Thanks for listening to CNBC episode 105. You can subscribe to our podcast feed in iTunes or get the podcast directly from our host at cnbcpodcast.com.
You can email us at cnbcpodcast@gmail.com. We also have a Facebook page, facebook.com/cnbcpodcast. Like us. You can also see our video episodes on YouTube, youtube.com/cnbcpodcast, and follow us on Twitter @cnbcpodcast.
Friendster, Pinterest, MySpace.
None of those.
LiveJournal.
LiveJournal. What's the other one called? Tumblr.
You can find Mike on Grindr.
What's your TikTok handle?
And to build off of Chris's last comment, it's the funny. Mouth of a perfectly happy man is filled with beer.
It's funny because it's true.
Drink a beer.
Cheers. Now come on, everybody, get up the toast. Microphone check 1 2 1 2.
Sibilance.
Peas and carrots.
So what do you think of this?
You working on a new hour?
I'm working on new material. I tricked my wife into marrying me. I told her I was pregnant. She's not too bright.
Is that the joke?
That's one of the jokes. I'll never leave my wife. I can't afford it.
Is that it?
That's it?
That's painful.
That's
personal. That's personal for Mike.
Yeah, well, this is the theme
it's
of our
personal for me.
Right. What is it?
Right. Anything about divorce-related activity.
Well, see, then I can definitely get involved in that.
I'm on my second one.
Divorce, right?
Huh? No, I'm still in my first. Yeah, just working through it.
No, I'm on my second wife, not my second divorce.
Oh, nice. The phone is ringing and the clock says, "Girl."